and oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
A great Saturday evening to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall. And this week, we're going to be doing something that we're going back to the days of old. We're bringing back an old favorite, which is Sin Eater Saturday. And on Sin Eater Saturdays, there's no special guest. It's just real talk, real raw. And it's going to be about something that is plaguing our society at the current time. So this week, of course, this show has been inspired by so many people who I've come across. And it just so happens that I've watched a lot of shows this week and things happening in the news, getting hundreds of letters from people where women have lost their sense of self. Their spouses or significant others have decided to come clean about, or they have been caught cheating. And it's to the point now where they're cheating with people who are pretty much very close to us. They are our neighbors, our coworkers, our friends, and even family members. So tonight, it's all about what I like to call the raging hormones. And I'm going to start it off with a piece from a former show guest. Her name was Martha E. Jones. She wrote a book of poetry called Above the Circumstances. And one of her pieces was titled Raging Hormones. The difference is her hormones are spelled H-O-R-M-O-N-E-S. Tonight's show is about raging whore, W-H-O-R-E, space, M-O-A-N-S. But I'm going to read this piece because it's very befitting to start this show with a piece from Martha E. Jones' book, Above the Circumstances. It's called Raging Hormones. There's a danger in trying to feed raging hormones. The rage is behind a cage of dead man's bones. Even when we feed them, the rage will continue. Sudden will be the change in what's on the menu. Raging hormones will send us anywhere to feed, finding ourselves doing things that even we can't believe. Hormones have no morals. They don't care where they eat. If they can be served, they'll take a seat. Raging hormones will lead us into some very dark places. Forbidden fruit feed, but it also disgraces. Hormones can lead us to places that we wished we'd never been, plaguing us with consequences that seem to have no end. Anything we feed will get bigger and stronger, becoming impossible to contain or control any longer. These hormones have the eating habits of a cannibal, feasting on us and others like a wild animal. There's only one who can calm down this kind of rage. Jesus can tame your hormones, no matter what age. We also have to use some self-control on our own, submitting only to God, not to the hormone. You know, when Martha was on my show and we spoke about that particular piece, I'll tell you, at that time, it was so befitting of what I was going through in my own personal life. Many of you have been following my plight and my divorce and, of course, my very public abusive relationship. One of the things that I wanted to share is the fact that in the end, when my now ex-husband and I were coming to the end of our road, he was very open about what he did and why he did what he did. And I'll share some of that with you a little bit later. But right now, let's talk about this epidemic that's plaguing us as women, our society, and we wonder why they attach such derogative names to us. What has happened where we have forgotten how to be ladies, and we're just becoming anything to have that warm body next to us at night? We'll sell our souls to the devil himself to pay for that warm body. You know, for me, my nemesis, minus the backyard neighbor, were older women. And I'm talking about women that are the age of 60 and older, who go to church on Sunday and praise the Lord and sleep with a married man any other day of the week, and sometimes including Sunday. So I don't want people calling in, telling me, you know, quoting the Bible and all this and that. You know who I'm talking about, and if you're listening, you know who I'm talking to. If this does not apply to you, whether it really doesn't or whether you're in denial, then this show is not for you. Step on to the next show. But for other people who need to hear this, you need to understand something. For those of you who are allowing the raging hormones to control you, for whatever reason you think or you believe these lies, that that man or that significant other or whomever he or she may be is telling you, believe you me, odds are they're telling the same set of lies to someone else other than their spouse or significant other. You are never the only one. And if you're under the false assumption that you're going to take that individual's man, in some cases, because for me, I actually text the backyard neighbor, because I'll tell you how close she was. She's a 44-plus-year-old woman living at home in mommy and daddy's house. I can walk out the back of my house, down to the end of my yard, out the gate, and a few yards, I can be knocking on the door of her parents' house. Now, she didn't know me at all. I mean, our children grew up together. We've been neighbors for years, long before my husband and I had ever even gotten together. But she felt the need. He said whatever he said to her, or let him tell it. She came on to him. But the story got so twisted because they got comfortable and they got sloppy. Now, we live in a small community. I'm not exactly an unknown individual. So if you're going to come out of your home, go down out of the complex across the street to the first side street to pick up my husband, neighbors are going to know. And if you're foolish enough to come out when we had X amount of inches of snow last winter or winter before last, I can't remember, to risk your life to get with this man who's lying to you, then so be it. I sent the backyard, I usually call her the backyard whore, but for this show, I'll call her the backyard neighbor. 2 text messages. The first one I said, my husband, really? You know you're wrong. I didn't say her name, but between the two of them, they had convinced each other that maybe I had a phone number, but I didn't know who she was. Little did they both know that I knew exactly who she was, and I had already put my plan into effect to catch them. I wanted my divorce. I wasn't going to wait a year, according to the laws of Maryland. I wanted my divorce based on adultery, which is what they call an automatic divorce. He left my house in July. I was divorced from him in December of the same year because he was foolish enough and he got arrogant and cocky enough to get extremely sloppy. You use my computers that are on the network. You make phone calls. You leave your phone laying around. You obviously didn't care. And in the end, I said, tell me why you do it. And this is what he said to me. He said, I married you because you were real and because I loved you. But there are so many other women out here who will give me everything I want without me having to work hard, especially the older women. He said, as he put it, quote unquote, their biological time clocks were so old, they'd fallen off the wall and they were thrown out with the next trash day. And he said, I just tell them what they want to hear and I can get anything I want from them. And I said, well, the neighbor is maybe 2 years younger than me. So I said, what was the deal there? He said she had usefulness. And when it ran out, he had no more use for her. That didn't stop her from watching him out the windows and standing at her door staring. It was almost to the point of being creepy. And one night I had a woman social at my home and we were standing out back and I showed them where she lived. And one person noticed, oh, my God, is that her standing upstairs in the window? I said, she always does that. So, you know, not only did my ex-husband put me in harm's way because this woman was obviously obsessed with him, but she had no idea who I was or what I was capable of doing. Now, granted, I had more respect for her family than to go over there and cause harm or tear property or things like that, but it brings me to this question of why so many women are just allowing themselves to be taken in by these men. Are you that lonely? Are you that desperate? Do you actually believe that these individuals love you? Because they do not. This is not something that, it's not something other than a fantasy. You sleep around with these people, and then, you know, if you're thinking that you're going to end up with a beautiful home, with the white picket fence and the wonderful life, you have to remember something. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. If you're getting involved with a marriage, if the wife has any sense at all, she's going to take him for everything that he's got. So you'll be left. Nothing from nothing is nothing. I hope you enjoy being with a man who doesn't have very much to offer you. Odds are you're going to move on to the next target, and he's going to move on to a new victim. So the bottom line is we need to understand that, or love ourselves to understand that we're worth more than that. If you can't get your own man, then you need to take up a new hobby until you can. So where the neighbor is concerned in my situation, she used to come up and get the mail because we had what's called the cluster boxes. she doesn't come up anymore because she fears that she will see me, and eventually, and I told her, because the last text that I sent her, I called her by her name, and she immediately called my husband. And that was when it became very real to him that I knew exactly who she was. I was not about to welcome the house in Virginia into my home. Maybe she would, because he had her. He had another one who I so fondly call Miss Montgomery College, because that's where the woman works. She knew that he was married. And she went away with him for her birthday. She went away to Virginia. Little did she know that they left on a Thursday, that Saturday, after he had gotten up out of the hotel from lying with her. He went to Virginia Beach and hooked up with another older lady he met named Marjorie. And they had relations. It was then that Saturday evening that I let him know to tell the thing that he was laying next to get him a truck, because his things were outside, and I was nice about it. I put them in my SUV so that they wouldn't be out in the elements. But you know what, ladies? Some of us put up with this behavior, and we have a million and two excuses. Some of us say we're there for the children. But if you get something from this man, like a life-threatening disease, and you die, you're not there for the children. So that's not really a good reason to stay in these types of relationships. And some people, I know, that you're afraid of change. You might have to get a job. Your schedule may have to change. You may not be able to get your hair and nails done. You may not be able to buy the clothes that you want. You may lose your car. You may lose your home. You may need to start from ground zero. And then there are the women who, when I'm doing seminars and I'm speaking, they say, well, they're not as strong as I am. It's not about me being strong. It was about me making wiser decisions. Was I going to stay with this man knowing that after I gave him condoms, he threw them in my face because he refused to use them? I'm going to stay with this man, and then he's going to come and force himself on me whenever he felt like it. I'm going to eventually catch something. That's going to make me sick. I'm probably going to die, if not from catching some type of a disease, from the stress. He's going to keep violating me. He's going to keep hurting me, whether it be physical, verbal, or mental. I'm going to stay here because of all these reasons. For me, that was not a wise decision. And yes, ladies, I lost everything during the divorce. I lost my job. I lost my savings. Attorney fees took a large chunk of money, considering that I did all the legwork on the case and provided all of the evidence and all of the paperwork myself. But attorneys will be attorneys. You have to know what the laws are in your state, wherever you are. Secondly, this is for the women that are doing this. I can't say why you do what you do, because I've never been someone who would cross that particular line in that way. But eventually, you keep coming after the wrong man, you're going to come across some man's significant other, girlfriend, wife, who's not going to be as respectful as I was. They're going to come for you. And as far as the backyard neighbor is concerned, you know, she had her fun because, odd enough, we both shared the same last name. My married name was Smith. Her name, family name was Smith. So she got to run around and play wifey. And they went out, and she was enjoying her little fantasy. And it got so bad that the day that I had set up for him to be served before he left town, it was a Sunday. I guess she didn't get the mail on Saturday. So she came up, and she sat in her car staring at me. I was out front. I had my little chihuahua out front on the front lawn, and we were just sitting. And I was sitting on my front steps. And first she stared, then she got out, and she walked around to the front of her car, and she kept staring at me. And she's not a small woman, so she had a bit of a belly. So she kept rubbing her belly, giving me the impression that she was pregnant. And she got the mail, and she fingered the mail maybe several times. And she wouldn't really make full contact, eye contact with me. And I just looked at her, and I laughed. I chuckled a bit. And she proceeded to go back to her car, and she backed off the curb and almost fell and broke her neck. She got into her car, and I just burst out laughing. And I guess that enraged her, so she sped off around to the end of the corner down the little road to where her parents' home was. I went in the house, and I stood out back, and she was staring at me through the door, to make a long story short. And I finally yelled from my deck, "You know I can see you, right?" So she slams the door. That lets me know that she's psychotic. And there was another woman who decided to stop by and visit my husband. She had no idea that he was married, as he had been telling women that he had a house, you know, in Maryland, and he had a vehicle, and he drove a nice car, and blah, blah, blah. And first she was about to curse me out, and I told her, "This is my home. You're on my property. I don't even know who you are." So she understood in the end, because I didn't come off on her the way that she had come off on me. And that's another thing. What gives you the right, and I'm talking to those of you with the raging hormones, to come here and attack me as the wife who doesn't even know that you exist? You ladies better start watching yourself, because these are hard times, and people are at their wit's end. So you may want to think twice before you want to step to the person who you think loves you unconditionally, before you step to his significant other, because times are getting hard. All last week I watched the show. You know, the show where they talk about, it's a real famous talk show, "You Are the Father," and this and that. And so many women were on there, and they were just so disrespectful to these men's wives. One woman came out, and the only thing I remember her saying was, "Deal with it, deal with it. He slept with me, deal with it." And the woman got up at one point, and it was about to come to blows. Nowadays, people carry weapons, and it may not happen on national television, but when you go back home, you never know what might happen, because how does that old adage go? What goes around comes around. Now, for me, I'm out of my situation. Like I told the backyard neighbor, she could have him. All she had to do was be a woman and come get her man, because nothing from nothing is nothing. And when you have two people who have that much to offer one another, who am I to stand in their way? But you know what, ladies? I'm here to tell you that I would not trade my peace of mind for anything. Yes, I'm at ground zero, but I know that I have nowhere to go but up. Eventually, I will get a job where I'm being compensated for what I do and for what I'm worth. in this economy, I'm just blessed to be working, and I still do have my own roof over my head. I still do have both of my vehicles. So, you know, and, oh, and by the way, yes, my ex is homeless, moving around from place to place, still using people. But, again, moving along, my nemesis were older women, 60 and older, for the most part, minus the neighbor. And I don't call these people by names because they're no longer people to me. They're entities who brought misery and grief in my life, but I will tell you all this. I had to forgive all of them because they're still going to be doing what they're doing, and I would be harboring all of this anger, and this would do nothing but raise my blood pressure, give me a heart attack or a stroke. I would be the one either sick, disabled, or dead, and they would still be here, not giving me a thought. So when I say forgive, I don't mean run up to them and give them a big hug, but there's a way that you can forgive that helps you to move on, and we need to do that. And as far as the women who go to church on Sunday, but you are either on your knees and not to pray, or you're on your backs with your legs up like goalposts, and you want to talk about what the Bible says on Sunday, but you're doing unsavory things Monday through Saturday. You know what, sisters? That's between you and God. I'm not even going to waste my time on you because you know that what you're doing is wrong. And again, do not write to me. If this does not apply to you, I'm not talking to you. But this has become an epidemic. I am getting hundreds of messages every week from people, and all of the stories are almost identical. Ladies, we need to learn how to go back to being ladies. We need to be the examples for these younger women out here, because these young girls are dressing like hookers. They are acting like whores, and they are being treated as such. It's because they don't have anyone to guide them. They have no examples of what it is to be a lady anymore, because young and old, we're out here now. We're getting to that point where we want that warm body, and we're willing to do anything to get it. So we don't have time to show young girls how to be ladies when we're all out there being hookers and whores ourselves. So the bottom line is simple. Just remember to the ladies who are out here with the raging hormones, what goes around comes around. You will reap what you have sown. And for the ladies who have been wronged, you're still beautiful and precious. And it's not about being strong. Lord knows, when I had gone through my divorce, the separation, and coming back, I cried many a night. Again, it had nothing to do with my strength as much as it had more to do with my faith and the fact that I knew I had to make a wise decision, put one foot in front of the other, and not look back. For me, there was no option of counseling. For you, that may be an option. Only you will decide when it is time for you to move on. I cannot tell you, girl, do what I did, because what I did is not for everyone. And that took a lot of planning. Although he left in July of 2010, and I had my divorce in December of 2010, trust me, it took over a year of planning to get to that point. And for me in the state of Maryland, Maryland is not kind to women who've been abused. That was my experience and the experience of so many other women. Maryland is not kind when it comes down to dealing with domestic violence. Now, they may be coming of age now, but I will tell you, and many people have heard this story, as of this show, the advocate for Baltimore County Police has still never returned my call. When I called for help from some of these so-called nonprofits that are multi-million dollar organizations, one told me that they were aware of the judges who will not give women protection orders. My question still is, why aren't you sharing this with the public? But they're a multi-million dollar organization. So if they start dropping judges' names, that may cut into their donations. So a lot of times, these organizations, because of branding, people support them. I started a grassroots 501c3, and I have to practically jump and beg and continue to beg for people to even give me $5. But they'll give everything to these larger organizations that have branding. But they're not doing anything for us when we really need it. A lot of times. And there are judges who will deny you protection orders if you need it. I know that my husband would come home and hurt me, my ex-husband. And he would say, well, the backyard neighbor told him this and that. Well, she said that you've got women running in and out of the house. And I'm like, okay. And you believe your whore over your wife. When do I have time for anyone to be here when you're not here watching me? But that gave him a reason to violate me and hurt me, to mark his territory. So one day, eventually, because this neighborhood is way too small, she will have to listen to me. She will have to. There will be a confrontation. She cannot hide forever. Because I'm living my life, but I see how she tries to hide hers. And she won't come up here without her parents being with her or having someone with her. She won't even walk this way anymore without having someone with her. And, you know, that's a classic example of the consequences when you choose to hang with dogs. You better be prepared to have a chunk bitten right out of your behind when things go very wrong. So every day, she lives on pins and needles waiting to see what I'm going to do. But I'm moving forward. If I see her parents and they're in good health, I may explain to them what I told them months ago when I said that my husband had cheated with a neighbor. It was so funny because her father said, these no good women, blah, blah, blah. Little did he know, he was talking about his own child. But because he had just gotten out of the hospital, I showed him enough respect not to break it down to him that he was talking about his own child. Well, I'm sorry, she's 44 plus years old. She's a grown woman. But again, so many of you ladies want to sit home. You don't want the public to know what you're going through. I talk about my ordeal because my ordeal helps people to heal. It's so amazing when I start to talk how other women come forward and that brings them to the realization that they need to do something about their situation. So again, there's many organizations out here that can help you. A lot of churches, this is still taboo subjects. And sometimes some of the culprits are right there in that building. So it's everywhere, people. This is happening all over. Adultery is starting to run rampant. I'm talking to ladies tonight. You know, there's another show for the gentlemen, but for tonight, I'm talking to us because we have lost our sense of self. Our self-esteem is taking us to a place, or our lack of it, is taking us to a place like never before. I've never seen so many people who are going through this, and so many women who are crossing those lines like never before. You know, sometimes they say, oh, it's an emotional affair. Well, that's a prelude to a physical affair. In many cases, nothing that I ever say on this show is absolute, but in many cases, it leads to a physical affair. And I've dried many tears from people whose significant others are going through an emotional affair with someone. And many of them won't address it because of many reasons, from the children too. They're not strong enough and they just need someone to listen. And that's what I do. Once I say this to someone, my task is done until I see that it's very much life-threatening. Then I will take it to another level. But you have to get the help that you need and make the conscious decision to deal with this problem, because I don't want to see anyone come home one day and you find out that you've contracted something because you weren't strong enough, or you made a million reasons why you accepted the behavior. And as far as family members crossing the line, a lot of times people can see it in their heart to forgive their family member, but not their significant other. That's your choice. For me, family members are human. They're going to do what they want to do. It's a 50-50 decision. If no one's being taken advantage of, then they both make the conscious decision to cross that line. For me, they both get the same. There's no, oh, because we're family, that means that it's different. You cross the line. Am I going to run around and, you know, threaten you all day or always start a fight with you? No. But things will not be as they were ever again because the trust is gone. This is me. If you choose to forgive and make pretend like things never happen, that's your choice, and you're right. But again, ladies, I say this to you in all honesty. Each experience should make you wiser. So you should know how far away to keep individuals who have wronged you in such a way. You don't have to cut them out your life if you don't want to, but learn how to keep them at arm's length. Just remember this, because it's only going to get worse and it's going to hurt you. And remember, this is going to make you stronger. Do not allow your mind to convince you that you are some type of child of a lesser God, because you're not. This experience will make you stronger. You will know how to handle the situation. Everything will become more clear to you with each passing day. But you have to decide what you want to do. But do not allow anyone to continually mistreat you. And do not allow anyone that you know has multiple partners that's supposed to be your one and only to abuse your body. Because, as I said, this is on the rise. This type of behavior, the abuse, the disrespect, the infidelity, the adultery, it's all on the rise. Because you see, with my ex, when he had gone out with all these other women, minus the two who knew that he was married, the other women had no clue. They just thought that he was this wonderful, brilliant man who had a home and he was a businessman and blah, blah, blah. Little did they know that it was all smoke and mirrors. Did I help him grow his company? I certainly did. And when he left, he lost his clients. I took away my vehicle. I took away my tools, because all that was mine before the marriage. I allowed him to use my merchandise to get his company up and running. But when he didn't respect me or this home, then I allowed him to leave with what he came with, which was nothing in life. For me, it's okay. I'd rather be left broken starting over again than to be in a relationship where there's just nothing but turmoil each and every day that's making me sick inside. So, ladies, look in the mirror and tell yourself how wonderful you are. Tell yourself that you are a great, loving person, and always remember to convince yourself, make it your daily mantra to tell you that you deserve the absolute best. Never allow yourself to be an option for any of your priorities. You mean more than that. And as I said, this show came about because of my own personal experience, which is behind me, but now more than ever, I'm getting tons and tons of correspondences from people who are experiencing this. And so many people are people that are in your inner circle. These are not strangers that these people are stepping out with. These are people that are very close to you, to us. These are people that are in our inner circle. Some of them were related by blood. So, find out. Do your research. If you can hear me, that means that you have access to some type of an electronic means where you can get the information that you need for your area. Find help. Even if it's just someone to talk to. But get the help that you need so that you can survive this bad situation. If counseling works and you and your significant other can get back together, then so be it. If counseling does not work, then you need to prepare yourself to make some life-altering decisions. You mean more. than to deal with and to have yourself treated like you're something to be disrespected and walked on. You know, we as women, we tend to take everything to heart. We give our all in our relationships, in our families, to our children. We give our all. And for those of us who have been down the road, the marriage road, we took our vows, or we're taking our vows, very serious. But not only men, but people in general will only do to us what we allow them to do. Now, I'm sure some of you have heard stories where women have found out about their cheating husbands and they have gone to the extremes. You do not have to go to that extreme. You do not have to allow this situation to change who you are. You can leave with dignity and grace, and it'll be okay. Never allow these people to make you change who you are, because the minute that you come down to their level, that validates everything that they have done in their minds. They will try to convince you that you're crazy. They'll try to convince you that this is why they did what they did, because of your actions or whatever you're saying and doing. So you remember something. Just keep it calm, keep it moving, and never give them what they want, because that's what they will have to deal with in their life. If they say, well, she cursed me out, they'll be lying. Keep your cool, because remember, that calm head will always keep you on the correct path. The minute that you come down to that level and you allow your emotions to take control, you start to react to the situation in lieu of responding to the situation. And there were times when I thought about crossing that line. But for the grace of God in my life, I probably would have. But then I'd be the one in jail or wherever, or dead. Just remember, help is only a phone call away. And so many people say, I don't have friends and I don't have family. There's a lot of 800 numbers all over the nation where you can just call and talk to someone who's there to listen, who may be able to give you the answers that you seek. So just remember, you do not have to be in this alone. And you're not alone. And every so often, I'll do Sin Eater Saturdays just to let people know that I'm not just another speaker, I'm not just another host. Been there, done that. My job now is to pave this road to make your journey a little bit more smooth. So many times we go to all of these feel-good gurus and all of their conventions, and you pay your money, or it's a free ticket in, then they want you to buy all of their feel-good books, and they tell you what they know that you want to hear. But here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, you'll always find what you need to hear. And with that said, I'm going to end it, because I don't want to overload you with any talk, because now I want you to reflect and figure out what you need to do. And to all you ladies with the raging hormones, just remember, what goes around comes around, and odds are, he doesn't love you. He never did. He's going to get what he wants from you. And just like the clock that my ex-husband spoke about, he's going to discard you and throw you out with the next day's trash just as soon as he can. You don't have to listen to me. But believe you me, eventually you're going to mess with the wrong woman's man. And it's going to come back at you. And when that happens, it's going to be too late. So, enough said about the issue. Every now and then, I just have to put it out there. When I start to get so many cries for help and so many people not believing that they understand, that no one understands what they're going through. I understand. Just remember, I always tell people that in my case, he never hit me with his hand or his fist. He would throw things at me. He violated my body. I'm still scarred from the things that he did to me. I still live in the same neighborhood. I still have to look at the same house and that same individual every day that I come home. I know that if and when I ever start to date again, seriously, he won't be going to our parents' house to change a light bulb or anything else, because I am human, and there's no guarantee of how I'll respond if she tries to cross the line again, because one thing I have noticed is that when you try to do things the right way and let people go, they don't understand that. So, like I told my ex-husband, he and his backyard whore make for a great book, a great story, and a great talk show. And not only that, there's nothing that I'm saying here that's not public knowledge, because it's throughout our divorce records in the state of Maryland. So, ladies, try to find your sense of self. There's no warm body out there worth you selling your soul to the devil for. And so many of you end up alone. Because once he gets what he wants from you, he's going to move on to the next woman. And I'm telling you now, that 20 minutes or so, really? If that's the life you choose to lead, I'll keep saying a prayer for you. But I'll tell you, in hindsight, looking back, I know that my ex threw his condoms back in my face. And when we go back over the investigative file, he slept with the neighbor. And then sometimes he'd go and be with someone else in the same day. That's just rotten and dirty. So, I pray each of you enough of whatever it is that you need to either straighten out your life or to have enough strength and courage to deal with these types of situations if you're going through it. As always, Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. It is a 501c3 faith and community-based nonprofit. If you'd like to write to me, you can email me at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can visit us on Facebook at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. Join us there. It's the best place to keep up with all of our happenings and shows and upcoming guests. And if you'd like to write to me personally, you can write to me at Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. join me here tomorrow morning for our Sunday morning meditation. And next week, my special guest will be Diana Robb. She's written a wonderful book about healing through writing and her journey with cancer. I usually end each show with my same mantra for you. And this week, I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way this week and beyond. Take care, ladies, and remember, we are Mother Earth. We have to go back to being ladies. We have a whole bunch of generations out there who are lost right now because they don't have anyone to guide them on the correct path. I'm one person, and I'm trying to change as many lives as I can. But if you're a sister who's been wrong, I pray you find the wisdom to be able to deal with it within the confines of the law and in the eyes of God, of course. And if you're those ladies out there who are loose, you better tighten it up, sister, because even I don't wish anything harmful on you. But I pray that you change your ways before it's time, because Satan is going to come. He's going to come for his payment. You live by the sword. You know the rest. So with that said, I'm going to bid you all a wonderful, wonderful evening. You take care. And until next time, just remember, ladies, that we are ladies. We're not little girls, so we shouldn't be playing little girl games. We are ladies, and we need to respect our bodies and ourselves more so than to pimp ourselves out for free. Because most of the time, a lot of you are probably giving more of yourself and your money and your material items to that warm body than that warm body is giving back to you. And don't get me wrong. When you're in the heat of passion and things, it's a beautiful thing. But it's not worth me losing my soul over to cross that line ever. So until next time, ladies, you have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. And I will see you soon.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do, do.